This time, the culprit is not the state. It's enrollment, which is down almost 500 students from this time last year. However, Budget Director Matt Bierman says the students who are enrolled are taking more classes.
So our credit hours are up just a little bit. So our full-time equivalent, our FTE student, isn't down 500. It's only down about 400.
Nonetheless, the enrollment drop will cost Western millions of dollars. Bierman says that means there will have to be reductions. He says University President Jack Thomas and his leadership team are deciding how much will need to be cut and what budget items will be impacted. You might think the enrollment drop would also hurt the city as it prepares to have a special census done, but Tri-State's Public Radio's Chris Lovingood tells us the city is optimistic it won't be a problem.
Mayor Mike Inman says that while the recount will focus on targeted portions of campus neighborhoods, it will also zero in on other parts of town.
Grand Prairie Assisted Living has expanded. Wesley Village has had some significant expansion. We believe that we can pick up some numbers there. We have those blocks targeted.
For every head counted during the special census, the city will receive $115 to $120 per year for 6 years. The special census will cost the city $91,000, but Inman believes the gains will cover the cost.
We can easily pay for the cost of the census.
Census takers will begin knocking on doors during the latter part of this month. Those who were hired to conduct it were notified last week. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-State's Public Radio News.